In a world where podcasts have taken over iTunes and Stitcher, one website brings gods of podcasting together for your enjoyment. Podcast Podcast.
It's the podcast nobody's talking about.
Blogging under the influence.
You son of a bitch!
Co-captains.
Let alone big force himself on me.
TV and movie nerds.
Why am I coming home to a guy stretching at the moon?
The last podcaster standing.
Hey, why do you watch fat lady porn?
The Unsocial Network.
You tickle somebody's butthole with your tongue.
Ask an American.
Yeah, we had to kill their fucking swampy masses.
Oh, yeah.
And Garage Cast.
Well,
and
if you'd lose some weight, that was bedroom a fucking sex wouldn't stress her so much.
Podcast Podcast Network. Find them on the web at podgodsnetwork.com.
Ask an American. Three podcasts in one. The podcast that comes with instructions. Wham, bam, thank you, man.
We are blogging under the influence.
And we are the last podcaster standing.
Good afternoon,
you guys.
Today.
We're like the
hills. We're stuck on this show.
We don't go away.
No, we're with you till you die.
Yeah, when? Sorry, you have no idea.
This vintage 1996 dildo is 8.5 inches long with a girth of 5.25.
Okay, you guys just bumped yourself up on the queer line. Three rounds.
Ask an American.
Welcome, everybody, to Ask an American, episode 15.
Hello.
I'm your host, Adam.
I'm not.
He is?
Will.
How'd you say your name, Will?
Will.
Will?
Yeah.
Will.
No, I don't go, Will.
Will.
I say Will.
Will.
Yeah. Because you say, Will. You sound like a spactard.
Spactard.
A spactard. That is a technical term. Go into a hospital, say, what's a spactard? And they will show you the medical definition. TLPS.
Oh, and he's started already.
Oh. I'm just sticking up for you. They've been bullying you, haven't they, on Twitter?
I do feel a little bit bullied. You know, I've been
They've been horrible to you. You're just trying to enforce the rules.
We don't have any rules.
Yeah, and you're trying to enforce them, which puts you on kind of soft shifting ground.
It looks like we need to enforce them now. I think if anybody's been following Twitter recently, they will see that Mr. Kia was the main culprit. He's been the one that has been bullying the shit out of me.
He's horrible, isn't he?
He has been sending nasty tweets to me about my style of hosting and the questioning and how giving out points for answers that weren't correct, and just because they lost the last game, he got very upset.
He's got the arse ache, not the ass ache, but the arse ache.
Arse ache, and I cried myself to sleep.
Yeah.
I did. I literally went home, cried myself to sleep.
I do that every night, but for different reasons.
I took the tweets. I sent them to the police to have a look, see if there's any racial tendencies behind any of them.
Social services.
Fire brigade.
Coast Guard.
Even the RSPCA want to have a look into it, just to see if there's any animal cruelty involved.
It's only because they thought Kermit was doing it.
Exactly. So, I've got a nice little bit of a surprise for them later on.
Yeah. Don't go above 30 miles an hour in the car. Adam's been up to horrible things.
Yeah.
Moment you get on the freeway, kaboom.
Yeah. Pop quiz, hot shot. That's it.
It'll be like, what was the Lethal Weapon film? Was it 3 when you got Danny Glover stuck on the shitter?
What number is it?
Was it 3?
3?
No, 3.
3?
THREE. 3.
3?
Yeah, 3.
Can you get that for free?
It's probably on ITV regularly. Most old films are.
Free for free?
No, you pay your TV licence, so you do pay. It's not free.
Okay.
But you can get you can watch Lethal Weapon 3 for free, yes.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
I understand precisely what you're saying, yes.
Because I'm using it in the context. Doesn't matter how I say the fucking word, As long as I use it in the right context,
yeah,
you will understand the fucking word.
Yes.
If I say three and three and it sounds exactly the same, even though they mean two different things, in the context yeah. of what I'm using that word in,
yeah,
it makes sense.
Well, quite often you use entirely the wrong word, but in the context it still makes sense. I mean, specifically, you throw in random, completely yes. inappropriate words.
But that's because I can't say it. And I've said that in previous podcasts.
Indeed.
To say it quickly, I always say specifically, because I always forget to put the S there.
Yeah, because it's so difficult to put a S sound at the end of sentences, words, that sort of thing.
But that's how I speak, Will.
That's how you peak.
That's how I peak.
That's just how I peak.
I don't give a hit. Why don't you uck my tits?
Yeah.
But yes, so Mr. Kira is going to get a warning from the Queen.
Has he been eating swans again?
Yes. Apparently he has. And the double-decker bus commissioner is going to be on their tails very, very soon.
So, oh?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Why would that be?
Hey, because you fucking badmouth me. You badmouth the British man.
Okay.
But I'm thick-skinned, because I'm quite fat, so...
And quite thick.
And quite thick, so...
Yeah. Result.
It just goes over my head. Even a tweet goes over my head.
So you're short as well?
I'm quite short. I'm not that short. About 5'10".
Oh, so they throw those tweets quite high.
They do, they're really high. They're
yeah.
Underarm.
Oh, they throw a lot of girls.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, LPS do.
Yeah, okay.
So,
except Steph, who throws like a man.
No.
She throws like a girl.
Hermaphrodite.
She throws like an hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite. Hermaphrodite.
And hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite. Right, okay. We're going to make this clear. My pronunciations of certain words...
Pronunciations.
Exactly. Don't fucking mean shit, because it's how I speak.
Innit?
You know what I mean?
Vaguely.
So get over it.
Okay.
Cocksucker.
Should we get on with this?
No.
You're still pissed off, aren't you?
I'm not pissed off.
Are you hurt? Are you angry?
I'm having a Kia moment. I'm just going to go off and one, not let no one speak, and I'm right, you're wrong, get over it.
I'm over it. Can we get on with this?
Yeah, all right.
Let's do it.
Yeah, okay.
Yay. So happy time.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, we've got to do some Podgods spamming.
We can do.
Well, we can mention that we're part of it, and then we'll play something out at the end.
Yeah.
Does it work that way?
Yeah, we're part of the Podgods.
Yeah, Podgods. Hey.
Podgodsnetwork.com.
Yeah.
And all right. We're playing our little trailer at the end.
Job.
Don't know who, though. Is it a trailer or a promo? It's more of a promo. It's not a trailer, is it?
No, it's just a thing. It's a clip.
It's a thing.
Yeah, we'll play a thing at the end.
A thing.
A thing.
So you have to do it with my tongue. You can't see it. I have to put my tongue, like, thing, like Thor.
Yeah, a thing. Yeah. You're Thor. I can't even piff. Fucking love that joke. One of my all time favourites.
So let me have a sip of my beer.
Oh god, chug it
right now. I don't care, you can give me as much abuse as you want, as long as it's only sexual.
Adam,
and I'll be happy.
You're a cunt. You're a scum sucking, dog raping, shit eating cunt.
Cum sucking. Well, there you go.
Oh, see? Were you talking to people in general, or me specifically there when you said about the abuse?
Yeah, but the abuse you give me, I just give it to you back when no one's listening.
Including me.
I'm not.
You wait till you're in a room all on your own.
No, wait till you're asleep. I'm not the stepdad that comes into your bedroom at night and you don't tell anyone about it. So you fucking watch yourself.
Oh, those ones. That was meant to be our little secret. I don't know how you found out.
Well, you made a film about it, didn't you? Or was it his home movies? That
yeah. Made it on the internet, but it wasn't meant to be a film.
Okay, yeah, so 7 minutes in.
Right, should we give some Yanks some questions and see how they cope?
No.
Okay, should we go home?
Yeah.
Oh, I am home. Why don't you fuck off?
Why don't we just turn this into an Oddcast podcast?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so welcome.
Tom, should we do a movie review?
Yeah, it's a movie. I saw this film the other day by this American guy. His name was Mr. Kia.
Right.
Oh, it was the fucking gayest thing I've ever seen.
I'd love it if his I've just realised. I'd love it if his first name was Ian.
Ian Kia.
IKEA.
IKEA. Nice. Yeah. But he doesn't like being called Mr. Kia. He likes Mr. Know It All.
Yeah, but we're generally syllabically lazy over here.
You are. You don't even put the T in front of LPS.
Yeah,
that makes him.
Why utter syllables
angry
that aren't required? So this is why I don't say TLPS, and this is certainly why I don't say Last Podcaster Standing or The Last Podcaster Standing. It's too much of a fucking mouthful. Therefore, I can't remember where I was going with this.
See, even his thoughts are lazy.
Should we move on to question one?
Yes.
Yes.
Ask an American.
Is it LPS first this time? I believe it is.
Yeah, it is.
TLPS. Sorry.
Because I wrote it down here, so it's definitely first.
Oh, but, right.
Okay, so hopefully their first answer, they won't have no moaning. It'll be nice and easy.
Yeah.
So, question one, Last Podcast of Standing.
Rock on.
Here we are, episode 15 of Ask an American. We are the Last Podcaster Standing. I am the Angry Ginger. With me is Tom.
The Know-It-All.
Mr. Kia. Joe the Sniper.
What's going on, guys?
Stephanie the Google Goddess.
Hey.
Don't you mean and Stephanie the Google Goddess? You remember there's the and before the last one.
I don't mean it.
It sounded like Google and the Google Goddess.
Somebody's talking. Who's talking?
It's a phantom voice.
And welcome back. It's TK1 the Kilted One.
I'm not actually wearing a kilt.
You know what's really funny is you've been missed from this show, and I think you've only been on it once.
Twice.
Sorry.
You won.
Didn't mean to offend you.
Twice.
Three times a lady.
Kilted one. Oh.
So we're here to answer five questions from the Dirty Brits and probably throw some fucking salt in BUI's wounds.
That's what we do.
Yeah, pretty large wounds. We've whumped them a number of times.
We're running this season, baby. It's on. Like Donkey Kong.
So far, two episodes have aired, and the score is 2-0, but it should be like
8-0. 55-9.5.
Yeah, we should have more than 2 points because we just absolutely kill them each time.
Yes. Mick can't seem to run a show.
I mean, honestly, they should get some pity points because the fact that the rednecks can even read the questions, I mean, that's a victory in itself.
But they, you know what, Adam does them a favor by keeping the words small.
Yeah.
And throwing out points just for being courteous.
I've missed a lot. We're like, are we like the fucking bully team? Is that what's happening
like
here?
No, we're just being assholes.
Of America.
I'm like,
we're part of the fucking Pod Gods
we
Network. We love each other,
though.
But we're going to fucking dog each other on the show. That's what we got to do. They attack Ask an America or podcast guys, Oddcast, Adam and Will. And we attack BUI.
You know, really quick, I don't think Adam realizes that when we say Will and we make fun of Will, that's not really a slight on Will. It's a slight on Adam who says Will's name.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, real quick, I'm talking to Adam over the weekend.
Quick.
And Adam posts on Facebook that he's watching the first season of Private Practice. It's Adam.
You guys better fucking start watching it because Lord knows like some of these questions are going to be about private practice.
Give it 3 weeks. Questions have gotten a lot better.
He said he was going to add more X Factor questions, so we got to brush up on that.
I don't think the season's on right now, so we're safe.
Doesn't matter.
We'll end our run on the show when that show starts again.
Yeah, the reason why the questions have gotten better is because Will's helped out a lot, and he's been pulling in questions from listeners, like blimey.
Yeah. So thank you to everyone involved, and on to question one.
Question one is... Name all three
You fuck up again, you're going down to Indiana.
That was quick. High five.
Question one is name all three Monty Python movies and also name all the members.
Oh.
We got this.
The Holy
we
Grail.
Got this.
Life of Brian.
Yep.
Check. The Holy Grail.
Check.
And
The Meaning of Life.
Meaning of Life.
Yes.
Yep.
And who are John Cleese?
Cleese.
Eric Terry Idle. Gillum.
Terry Gillum, Eric Idle, and Graham
Stroker.
Is it Graham
Cracker?
Wait. It's Terry Gilliam, John Cleese, Eric Idle, and Graham Chapman?
I think so.
Sounds like a British name.
I'm pretty sure it's Graham Chapman. Graham Chapman is the one who was always drunk on set and while filming. And he was actually, during the most famous scene of any Monty Python film, he was shit-faced. And that's... What is the air velocity speed of a flying tilt?
Air speed velocity of a laden swallow.
Is that what it is?
African or European?
I
don't know that.
Yeah.
Was this all ad-libbed?
Now, mind you, that question...
They just want the answer, not a history test, but go ahead.
Okay, I'm just saying, there's been plenty of films where not necessarily considered or had the moniker Monty Python's blank.
Right.
There's been other films in which almost all of the Monty Python cast members have been involved in or acted in a single film, like The Adventures of Baron von Munchausen.
Right. Which was directed by Terry Gilliam. I mean, he's gone on to be a pretty famous director. Right? He directed that.
Yeah, he did. So those are the three.
I hope
films.
The movie questions keep coming because they're gonna fuck themselves.
So yeah, hopefully we get some bonus points for all those extra things because maybe they're Monty Python.
Well, I can tell you other films that they've been in besides.
Where were they born?
England.
Let's do the Actors Guild Studio version of Ask an American.
So it sounds like we've started off to another strong start and put BUI to shame once
yes,
again.
Yes, we did.
I don't think we have to go on.
That's assuming that they don't know the three movies. It's not difficult. I mean, there's only three movies that Monty Python has done. You have to live in a fucking cave.
You've been gone for a little while, and you just don't understand the...
how really stupid they are.
Yeah.
They've been filling the gas up in them swamp mobiles they got.
Well, maybe
they like to go cruising
maybe
that, for
you know what? There's
Poo-tang.
A difference. There's a difference between being stupid and being
Poo-tang.
Uneducated.
And then they're both
one and the same.
Jason and I just happen to be film aficionados, and so
I like how you give us that prestige.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
That question
you
is,
need it.
That question is pretty much a no-brainer. I mean, it's my
only two things they're good at: making moonshine and avoiding the fuzz.
Oh my God,
Roscoe Pico train.
Okay. I mean, and driving really fast down dirt roads.
Jeff, what's the next question?
So, LPS there.
Yes.
They got a new member back. Well, so he's not a new member.
Hi, TK1. Nice to meet you. I'm Will.
Will?
Hello.
You've never met him before, have you?
I don't think so.
But I think meet.
No, not met. Yeah, I certainly haven't met, even when we were coaching. Because that was bollocks. But I think this will be the first one where you've got TK1 and myself featuring. Unless the first one, when I was wanking out my brain, he was involved.
No, I don't think he was.
No, in that case, first one.
No, it is, and the world hasn't imploded.
No.
So something's worked.
Or is utterly inconsequential.
What, you mean it's going to happen soon?
No.
What's inconsequential mean?
Meaningless, basically, irrelevant.
Oh, right. Like certain members on that podcast.
Possibly. I don't know what you mean.
Like I was saying.
You've got the arse ache, haven't you?
Well, I like I said, I had a little moment at the beginning, go into the questions, then they do that, and they just have a go at me again.
Well, yeah, they always have a bit of a pop.
Well, I don't need this. I mean, I've got a life to lead, and this is just... I got sent home from work for crying.
Do you want a tissue?
Yes, please.
Yeah, because Baywatch is about to come on.
Baywatch, fucking 90s.
Sorry, Babe Station. Sorry,
The 90s reference.
Sorry, it was the first wanking euphemism I could come up with.
Yeah, I'll have a wank after Knight Rider. Yeah. What the fuck, man?
Oh, Michael. Yeah, David Hasselhoff in his tight pants.
Yeah.
Right, moving on.
Well, hang on. See what they said.
Yeah, they gave some answers.
Yep. So TK1's back.
Yeah.
We're all dirty Brits apparently, and. Yes,
I had a shower last December.
We never shower in England. We don't know what it is.
It's always raining. It gives us something to talk about. Hello, I'm out. I'm naked in the rain.
Just getting our suds up.
All right, Governor.
Oh, I'm shaking at me, my big fucking Governor.
What?
Yeah, exactly. I can't even understand it myself. So the Will thing. He said, I'm not. When I say the prestigious Will thing, I'm not putting that on. That's how I say your name.
What? Prestigious, non-religious.
Not that. That's how he said it.
Slightly constipated Will.
That's how he said it. So I was taking the piss out of it. So, yes, Mr. Kerr. So when I do the prestigious, not religious Will, that's because I am taking the piss out of the way you said it, not how I say it. So,
what?
Yeah, exactly. Will, you got to fucking start sticking up for me and stop putting weird faces.
I'm finding this all a little bit pointless.
A little bit surreal, isn't it?
Yes.
But it was a Monty Python question. I thought I'd better put a Monty Python question.
A subject very close to my heart.
Because they always seem to talk about Monty Python.
Yeah, and they've shown a passing knowledge of it. We can't go into detail right now, but...
I'll tell you what, TK1, he could be their saviour for this podcast.
It's possible.
And he seems like the nice one as well.
He's the only one who hasn't slated yet.
He's the one who goes...
No, Steph's not said anything nasty, is she?
Well, she can do.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's a snidey one. You need to watch her.
She, every now and again, she says something.
Yeah.
It's quite upsetting. But, no. She's a woman, though, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I just don't listen.
Yeah. When she's talking, all I think
is me, 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 me,
why are you not washing up? Yeah. Why are you not cooking dinner?
Maybe that's why she's in over Skype, if she has to stay in the kitchen.
Her computer's just above the sink. Sitting there doing the washing up. Bit of ironing. That's what she has to do. Welcome to the Sexist Podcast. So they were quite...
How many feminists does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Don't know.
Two. Tricky's getting them inside it.
Nice. Ugh. Nice mental image, yeah.
Missus. I just chipped my tooth on a beer can.
Beer can? Were you Jamaican?
Beer can.
But so the Monty Python questions, they seem quite confident with that. And so before we move to question two, mm-hmm. with the BUI podcast.
Well, we're going to move to question one with the BUI podcast, because we've not played them yet.
That's what I meant.
But before we do. Oh, is that what you're going to say? Before we move to question two,
yeah,
we're going to play them.
We're going to play BUI and then.
Yeah. Right, okay. You're just talking.
Don't really care.
Rubbish.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to give everyone a theme. Both these podcasts are a theme, just so people can, you know, you want to have a mental image of people.
You want to identify with them.
Yeah. Yep. So I've trawled like to think, I thought, well, if you listen to their podcasts, because they do both do good podcasts, BUI and Last Podcast Standing,
yep.
do good podcasts, and I want a mental image to come in my head every time a podcast come on.
So let's find something we can properly infringe copyright with and broadcast it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, this is going to be, from now on, Ask an American, the Last Podcast Standing's theme.
Started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational. This is what we call the Muppet Show.
Yeah, so the Muppets. I think that will suit them proper well.
I don't know about all of them, but...
No. If one person lets your team down, you're only as good as your weakest member of your team.
Right. Who is the weakest member of their team?
I don't want to say. Would not like to say.
No.
But they're all a bunch of Muppets.
Right.
So you want to get English on us. We want to get English on their arses.
Right.
They're a fucking bunch of Muppets.
Right. Can we get medieval English on their arses?
Yeah, what would a medieval Muppet be?
A medieval Muppet. Probably Punch and Judy.
Do you think they know what Punch and Judy is? No.
I don't know. Should we make it a question next time?
Yes, but they probably know the answer. Actually, no, I bet they don't even get the answer. We've just told them what the answer is, but they don't get it.
Well, if they answer medieval Muppet, that's actually wrong.
That's true, actually, yeah.
But this would give them time to look it up. All right, let's scratch that question.
They're not allowed to look it up.
Or we'll bring it back in a few weeks' time when they've entirely forgotten this conversation.
Or when they've quit.
Yeah.
So, you've got the Muppets there with Mr. Keir as Kermit, Angry Ginger as Fozzie Bear.
What are you about to say about the Google goddess?
Miss Piggy. Sniper can be Beaker. Doesn't say a lot, but when he does, it's just noise.
And TK1?
Don't know him that well. Mm. So, this is Gonzo, the one that keeps it together.
Okay.
The words of wisdom from Gonzo.
Okay, this is brilliant stuff. This is like broadcasting history the making.
So, the Muppets there. You want to go see how BUI podcasters do?
Oh, I think it's about fucking time we did.
Do you want to play their little theme that I've got for them?
Oh, let's do that.
The BUI podcasters there, they're going to be the Jackass Boys.
Yeah.
Jackass Boys.
No, Jackass.
Yeah. Well, it's spelled Jackass, though. So
yeah, and Jackass is actually an animal.
Is it? Is it yeah. What, a donkey or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I did it.
Yeah. Well done.
I don't try to be clever. I don't try and pretend to be clever.
Really? Really? You strike me as trying so hard.
But yeah. Let's see how beat you I get. This is, I don't know what's going on now. I completely lost my train of thought. They threw me. I come in here with a bad attitude.
You have. You're a whingy, whingy bitch today.
Well, okay.
Well, are you going to be over this for the next one?
Hopefully. Let's see if BUI can lift me out of this.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Lift me up.
Fingers hurt real bad.
We are recording. We are blogging under the influence. You're listening to the Ask an American podcast, episode 15. My name is Mick.
J-Dub.
And Henry.
Hello!
Henry! Iggins.
Top of the morning.
That's kind of hard. And Lovey's a queer, and he's not here.
Yeah. He's at home watching gay porn on his new computer.
You know.
Sorry, guys, can't make it tonight. Furthest
snowed time. In.
Yeah, I've got an inch and a half of snow. I'm snowed in.
Oh, I remember that. Used to mean something else.
Oh, college.
Yeah, exactly. I'm double fisting. I got an empty beer over here, though. It's not working.
This is a podcast where we answer 5 questions. Competing with the last podcaster standing.
Yeah. See who. With instructions, he says.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The podcast that comes with instructions.
Lord knows I need them.
Yeah. So let's get right into it. Question number 1: Name all 3 Monty Python movies, and also name all of the members.
Holy Grail.
Life of Brian.
It was the first one.
Flying Circus. No, that's.
Well, to be politically correct, wasn't the quest for the Holy Grail? Wasn't that the title?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Life of Brian.
And,
I don't know, John Cleese, and one of the guys.
It seemed like it was the beginning of.
Let's see, Lovey's queer ass would know this bullshit too.
Yeah,
motherfucker.
Yeah. Phone a friend.
So would Tyson. Call Tyson. No, your speakerphone don't work.
About dead.
It was like the beginning of life or something.
Meaning of life.
Yeah, that was it.
The meaning of life. Yeah.
Brian and the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Okay.
John Cleese is one of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Bean.
No, Nolan Atkinson one.
Is that Mr.
Nolan Atkinson or something like that? Isn't that his name?
Probably.
Mr. Bean.
Oh, his real
name.
That
was impressive.
Nolan or Roland.
It seems like somebody's done their research.
Yeah.
No, I was watching a movie the other day and a preview for some fucking movie he was on. It was like a Get Smart or a...
I really think that all the people in the Monty Python movies probably never had a career afterwards.
Well, some of them did.
John Cleese did, didn't he?
Yeah, John Cleese. I can't think of the fucking names, and they're right on. It's kind of like that James Bond.
Well, Mr. Bean had the Mr. Bean going for him.
Was he in it?
No.
Oh.
No, he was.
See, I've never seen them, so I'm not qualified. I thought you were for real on that.
He's got pointy teeth. You don't know the thing. It's
uh-uh.
The imposition.
Yeah. Yeah, the rabbit. Yeah.
Why is John Cleese all I can fucking think of?
Oh, I don't know. Do you have the biggest pecker?
I don't know. He had a crook in his teeth.
Crook. He looked the most British.
Yeah. The ministry of bad fucked up teeth. What the fuck? Come on.
Fuck, I don't know. I've seen bits and pieces of Holy Grail, and that's all I've ever seen.
Launching the dead bodies over the wall.
That doesn't even ring a bell. I think it's on Netflix. I should probably check it out.
The whole thing about the rabbit and the pointy teeth?
No. No idea.
Wow.
Yeah, no idea.
You have to get you some culture. Watch some Python.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do.
Yeah, it's Benny pretty. Hill. It's not very good, but if you're bored.
Yeah, I can't. John Cleese is the only one I can think of, and I know there's.
He's probably.
I can see their faces, and I can't think of their fucking names.
Probably never did anything. Movies.
Probably never knew him.
Yeah, the one he was the Q on the one bomb movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I got home and looked that up, and I felt I was pissed. I was like, God, there's somebody that I should have fucking known.
Yeah.
Ah, did you hear that, Will? No, it's very, very little abuse of you.
Yeah, they're all right. B.Y., they're too busy doing stuff, though, aren't they? Like, well, getting tanked up.
The only thing I would say, there's a couple of you, speak up at the back.
Yeah, speak into the microphone, man.
What it is, they're all sitting around a table, the mic's bang on in the middle, the volume is levelled, but some of them have got these fucking massive crates full of empty bottles in front of them.
Yeah, some
of them have got, like, this little Asian girl that they're sort of snorting crack out of the bum crack of, and one of them's just got a clear run at the mic.
Yeah, Mick, he's a leader.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
Fucking crew.
His little Asian girl's under the table.
Yeah. You got Johnny Knoxville, which is Mr. Mick.
Right.
You got Tyson's Ryan Dunn, the one that killed himself because he's fucking nutcase.
Did he kill himself?
Well, he'd drink driving. Kill himself. You're fucking driving a car drunk and flipping and die.
I didn't know he died.
You didn't know he died?
No.
Welcome to fucking 3 months ago. Well, even 3 months ago. Yeah, it went back 3 months ago.
I don't do entertainment news.
No, you don't do it. You don't do it on your guys' podcast, do you?
No.
Henry Higgins, he is Chris Pontius, party boy.
I know three Henrys, right? If you take this guy into... I wouldn't say I know him, but you know what I mean. But I know of three Henrys, both of whom surname also begin with H.
I don't think that's his real name.
Okay, fair enough. But I know two Henrys, plus him, whose surnames also begin with H. So, you know, a Henry H, Henry H, and another Henry H. What's the chance of that?
Wow.
Moving on.
Monty Python questions.
Monty Python, God, you guys are shit at Python, aren't you?
And they're the one that go on about all the time.
Do they?
What made me laugh is when Mr. Mick was up and said...
Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah, he said, I don't know about... Someone said Mr. Bean as a joke.
Yeah.
And he actually thought he was joking. He goes, oh, well, Rowan Atkinson's doing pretty well out of Monty Python. And
He's been in films with some of the Python crew. He's got, Rat Race, had John Cleese in it, and I think possibly one of the others.
No, I didn't. Just had John Cleese.
Was it just John Cleese in that?
Yeah.
I was wondering if Eric Idle made a cameo.
No.
Okay. And I'm pretty certain he's been in some other stuff. He was also, didn't he feature in one of the Secret Policeman Balls?
Yes. That was the Fawlty Towers, though.
Yeah. Okay.
They did it with Manuel.
I'll get mixed up, but it was along those lines. I know he's been involved with that bunch.
Yeah. Has that got anything to do with this question?
Fuck all. It's his conversation whilst not whinging about Kia.
I'm not going to moan about him anymore.
Really?
Nah, he's all right. He's my mate, really. He's like, you know...
He's like a big, cuddly green frog.
He is. It's not easy being green.
It's not.
Do you know what I mean? So he must get loaded at lily pad. So that's why he thinks so much. So,
right.
Yeah. But, right, let's just go with the answers.
Personally, when I get lonely, I'll just take a stranglehold on my cock and wank myself into oblivion. But, you know, each to their own.
Yeah.
I try not to think.
Last podcast standing. They said, Life of Brian.
They done good, yep.
The Holy Grail.
Yes.
Meaning of Life.
Bona fide answers, yep.
Three films there. I'll take that.
Yep.
Then they also said, John Cleese.
Yep.
Eric Idle.
Yep.
Graham Chapman.
Yep.
Terry Gilliam.
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 Yes.
Gilliam.
They're certainly not Gilligan, which is in Kent.
Gilligan.
Or Gilligan, which is an island.
Gilligan.
I have no idea what that would be.
Okay, yeah. So, that's 7 points for them.
Yeah, they missed a couple then.
They did, they missed a couple.
No Terry Jones.
Missed out Terry Jones and Michael Palin.
No Michael Palin.
And the other film they did miss out, which they could have got, was Now for Something Completely Different, which was the TV movie, but it was considered one of their first movies.
Well, do you know what that was? That was because Python was massive in Britain,
But they couldn't introduce the series across to the States. So what they did is they refilmed a load of the classic early Monty Python sketches and put them in a single feature-length episode, which is what Now Something Completely Different became.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in order to get Python known in the States, which clearly had an effect on BUI.
Yeah, because they did really well on this one. They got Life of Brian, Holy Grail, Meaning of Life, right?
Yeah, but they couldn't name a single fucking actor. No. Oh, God, John Cleese.
It's John Cleese.
Yeah.
So why talk about it all the time if you don't know what it's about?
Well, maybe they just know snatches and quotes and things.
They sound tired.
Do you reckon that's, you know, do they need a little sleep?
They need enough sleep.
Yeah,
they need a little bit, so they need enough sleep.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's 7 points to four then, straight off the bat.
It is indeed.
So, LPS again. Starting off strong, as they always do.
Bastards.
Granted, they've got extra members this week because BUI...
So there's no limit to the number of people they have over, though, is there?
No, as long as they're part of the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then we're happy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm happy about it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Should we go and see question two?
I think that's probably for the best.
Hurry up. Sorry. Let's get done with his thing, right? I want to get his thing over with.
Yeah, thing. Adam. Three and free. Three and free.
Adam, there's a difference between free blowjobs and three blowjobs.
Well, is a thing. I don't really understand why they got to put a fucking F in front of, instead of saying thing, they've got to say thing.
Right.
What's the thing all about?
I don't know. Ask them. They'll return the favor by the end of the question.
All right. Good enough.
Sorry. Okay. Again, question number two. Kelmsford has the second largest what in Britain?
Kelmsford.
Kelmsford?
Cum catcher.
Is it Cumsford? C-U-M-S?
I don't eat there.
Chelmsford.
You don't eat there?
No. He said cum catcher, and I said, well, I don't live there.
No. Oh. Yeah.
In the United States, it's called Akron. This is like one of those the largest ball of yarn, you know, a giant frying pan. This is like one of those fucking
attractions. I think it's the biggest,
attraction.
The world's biggest cuckoo clock.
Fish fillet in the... I say fish fillet in the shape of Jesus.
Where the fuck did you pull that out of?
And a waffle.
And a waffle.
Where the fuck did you pull marshmallow through a screen door? Same place.
Yeah, really.
That's brilliant. Listen to episode 55 of The Last Podcaster Standing to laugh your butt off. I don't know what the question is, and I don't remember.
And before, I'm just going to cut Will off here, and before Will goes, oh, Mr. Keel, I know that.
Yeah, it's true, he does.
I've said it, I don't know how many times, that I know things that actually matter.
Are worth knowing.
Which essentially leaves out all things British.
So British history is kind of off the books.
No, if it's on the island, forget it.
Yep.
All right. So do we want to take a wild fucking stab?
Yes.
Yeah.
World's
My
biggest
guess,
cuckoo
scrotum.
Clock.
Can We're we just, say scrotum, since nobody knows anything?
Guy, some guy's just walking around with a big, giant sack.
Yeah.
That's where all the tea is produced.
Kelmsford has the second largest scrotum.
You guys are going to feel real bad when it's the world's largest cuckoo clock.
Chelmsford, that's actually Samuel Chelmsford.
Oh.
Who's he has the second largest scrotum.
Yes. Second largest scrotum.
Second largest.
To who? His cousin, Daniel Lipton.
Does he have anything to do with
the queen?
Does he have anything to do with the double-decker bus?
Hey, motherfuckers, come look at my nutsack.
That's his queen.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go with cuckoo clock. Question three.
Steph, is that a hickey on your chest?
No, my cat just scratched me. I said, look at that.
It's from licking the peanut butter off.
Boy, they got rough
songs. If I was going to put peanut butter, it wouldn't be anywhere there.
If I was going to put peanut butter on me again.
We started recording too quickly. You couldn't spread it all the way down there. The cat was on its way. You just had to quick wipe it off and start recording. We know.
It's a pretty big area to cover.
Looks like you got in a fight with a chainsaw.
That's For the love of Christ, what's question three?
Well, that's why she has the her membership to Costco. You can go to that bulk peanut butter.
Just dip her tits right in the
For
jar.
For some reason, all the neighborhood dogs like me, too.
Skip the butter knife. Skip the butter knife. Just go right for the wooden spoon. Serves two purposes at the same time.
They like talking about the Queen, didn't they?
They fucking love the Queen. You know, they were one of our colonies. They're just upset that they've lost her. That's what it is.
Or, I think Angry Ginger fancies her. I think he's got a soft spot for the Queen.
Or a hard spot.
Yeah. That's definitely a hard spot. Because gingers are well known for, like, having tiny penises.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's true. It's fact.
Fact.
That's absolute fact.
Indisputable.
Yeah, can't argue it. You won't be able to look it up to find out whether it's true or not, because it's so true, you don't need proof.
So, if I go on Google and type in ginger cock, well, it should be fixed Chris Evans. Sorry for the Americans, that's a breakfast show DJ who is ginger and definitely a cock.
Yeah, it's not the guy from Fantastic Four. And
ironically, if you look up ginger cunt, you also get the same picture.
Hey, boom, boom. Yeah, they come up with second largest in Chelmsford, cuckoo clock.
Yes, we do have one of the largest in Europe, but there are bigger ones in Britain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuckoo clocks.
Yeah, the great cuckoo clock of High Wycombe.
Yeah.
For one, there's the astonishing Yarmouth giant cuckoo clock, which back in 1823 was the largest in Britain, but even that was eclipsed by the amazing giant cuckoo clock of Outer Ruddlesford.
Oh, you say cuckoo.
So do I.
Cuckoo clock.
So, good try, guys. Let's see what the others have to say.
All right, question number two. Chelmsford has the second largest what in Britain?
Water slide.
Which is where Essex is. Water slide?
Yes.
Okay. Any basis for your guess there? That's out of the blue. It's got to be water slide.
Distillery.
Distillery?
Oh,
or do they call them distilleries there?
I was going to say university.
University, that's a good guess. They did give, like, what, Danny Minogue some sort of award for being a
something, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I recall that answer. That was on one of the episodes, though.
She's now tweeting to me. She's hot, so.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
What was the question?
Chelmsford has the second largest what in Britain? I guessed university. Prostitution ring.
That's university.
Midget circus.
Chelmsford. I would think London. Type.
Murder rate. Murder rate.
It's Essex. It's probably pornographic films.
Pornographic film industry.
Red Light District.
Crime rate's good though.
Crime rate's good.
Yeah, let's. Let's go with crime rate.
Yeah, let's go with crime rate.
Yeah. It's got to be dark and sinister coming from us.
Yeah, it's probably crime rate around here.
Yeah.
No, nothing to steal, but you better lock it or somebody's going to break in.
Yeah. You'd be surprised what people will steal.
Copper wiring.
Yeah. Wow. Jesus Christ, you know how much fucking copper I took in this week?
How much?
$270.
Wow.
Yeah.
Christ on a stick.
It barely, like, it took up this much of my truck. A foot.
Really?
Yeah, shit's expensive.
Yeah, this place here, before we moved in, it was gutted from the people that lived here previously. And they, because it was a foreclosure. And they took everything, every piece of fucking metal out of this place.
Yeah, it pays. If you're bored and you
if you're that hard up.
Yeah, well, I'm tearing down a house. I'm not, like, stealing from myself because I pay a mortgage.
Right.
I'm helping my dad out.
That's one. I'm a homeowner.
A homeowner? Yeah. I'm a homeowner. Yes, I have a roof.
A homeowner.
I just pay my taxes.
Yes, every few years.
When they threaten you.
Yeah.
Chelmsford had the second largest midget circus.
That would make my fucking day, week, year.
I would have been mentioning it every minute.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to Chelmsford, home of the second largest midget circus in Britain.
Where are you going out for a drink? I'm just going to go down here. Do you want to go to the midget circus first?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fucking yeah, man.
Let's make them hold our pints. They look even bigger. I like to shag midgets. They make my cock look larger. You'd better be laughing in your glass. Now, midgets have all sorts of uses.
They do. Absolutely. Don't let them work beyond a till.
You never know they're there.
No, they always shortchange you.
Oh. I had chats with a mate before about, you know, sort of if we going into midget businesses, you can have the hairdressers short back and sides. You know, sort of public toilets, caught short.
So Dave, caught short. They always say you can't say midget.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. Because you must say dwarf. And you say, well, what's the
difference? Oh! Midgets are short. Midgets are tiny, tiny people. Dwarves dig for gold and whistle while they work.
Yeah.
That's your technical definition.
It's true. That's fact.
Absolutely.
It won't be on Google because it's so true.
I don't know if you're not allowed to say midget at all, actually. I've never heard that it's not politically correct. Oh. Dwarf is... right. Midgets, I think dwarves are outside of normal human proportions. So dwarfism, like when they've got the larger heads and the stumpier arms. But a midget can be a person below a certain height who may be in normal proportion.
Right.
If you see what I mean. So their legs and arms and head are all the size of just a child in similar shapes. I think it's something like that. So a dwarf actually has dwarfism.
Yeah.
It might not be seen to be in classical proportions, but a midget can be.
Okay.
Or I could just be talking shit.
Hey, don't doubt yourself, Will.
Oh, I always doubt myself.
You've got through life long enough doing this. Don't start doubting yourself now, because you've had a few drinks.
I'm only halfway through my second.
Exactly.
But it's quite strong.
Get to your third drink, you'll be like, oh, everyone says rubbish. Just keep it together, man, all right? Don't let these people on these other podcasts bully you into thinking that you're wrong.
Oh, I don't let them bully me into fucking anything, but what I really hate... The thing is, if I say, it might be the case, I might be wrong, I can say, well, yeah, I did say I wasn't certain. But if I say it, like, with utter confidence...
Yeah.
And someone goes, you were talking shit. I'm then kind of embarrassed. But, you know, as long as I make it clear that I think that's the case, not certain.
Right, so good. For the rest of my life, if I've got everything I say, I've got to say, could be wrong.
Wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was BUI there. Could be wrong.
Yeah, could be. I'm Adam. Could be wrong.
Could be wrong. So, yeah, they come up with crime rate.
Probably.
So I could be wrong. They said crime rate, which is wrong. But I could be wrong.
Could be.
It could be.
Should we fucking stop that now?
Could be crime, mate. I don't know. Yeah. I could be wrong, but it's not what I've got written down.
I would say Chelmsford ain't got the second highest crime rate in Britain. Yeah. There are worse places than Chelmsford, believe it or not.
So what
or Chelmsford. Chelmsford.
Chelmsford. What does Chelmsford have? The Fuck second knows. Largest of...
Chelmsford. Where you get to have where you get a crossing across the cum.
So, what's your answer, Will?
It's a cathedral.
Cathedral.
Yep.
Which Mike Tyson's actually been to.
Mike Tyson's
Mike
been to.
Mike Tyson's been to our cathedral.
I reckon Frank Bruno probably has as well.
Probably.
Yeah. Could be the local lad.
Could be wrong. Mike Tyson was there on Remembrance Day, and the Queen was actually there the same sort of weekend.
Did they fight?
They did a big boxing match in the middle
of
the church, but I could be wrong.
Philip, set the corgis on him!
Angry Ginger's impression of Queens are quite funny. Suck my cock! Lick my balls!
That's just him talking. That's just when he gets passionate.
Yeah, I don't know why Mike Tyson was there. He was there to do something. But he might not have been there at all. Could be wrong.
He was there for the cuckoo clock.
He's there for the cuckoo clock, yeah. Yeah, so cathedral, so no points for anybody there.
Yeah.
Could have got 100 points for that, but nah, none of them. Might even deduct a few points.
Yeah.
Just because they're that stupid, they didn't get it.
Take them off Kia.
Yeah, alright, so I'm going to take 5 points off Kia.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to give Steph 5 points, just for looking pretty.
Oh, so, how patronising.
Yeah. as long as she's not washing up right now, she should be listening to this. So, do we go into question 3? With LPS?
Yeah, okay.
Why did you pause?
For some reason, I thought that was question 3.
No, that's
but I got mixed up. God, are we only on question 2?
We're on question 3 now.
Oh, good. Thank you for that. Well, let's get on with it.
Question number 3. Odd one out. Which one of these celebrities is the odd one out and why? Tom Hardy, Jason Statham, Jude Law, and Michael Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender, because his name is longer.
Jason Statham, because his last name does not have an A as a second letter.
Really? What? You just thought of that?
Yeah, look.
Look at it.
Hardy, Statham, Law, and Fassbender.
It'd be Statham. You're right.
Huh.
Just to correct you there, Tom, it's pronounced Statham.
Statham.
It's British. You would not be incorrect.
The answer to that question is that one of them... Oh, shit.
Is Irish?
What, if he used to be a woman?
Ewan McGregor is Scottish.
I knew Statham was a chick.
Ewan McGregor isn't on there.
What was the list?
The list is Tom Hardy, Jason Statham, Jude Law, and Michael Fassbender.
Where the fuck did I get Ewan McGregor?
Jude Law's a bitch. That's what it is.
I'm going to go with Fassbender.
Fassbender?
Jude Law takes it in the ass.
You could also say Tom Hardy, because his last name is the only last name to end in a vowel. It's sometimes Y and W. Yeah.
Hardy is Scottish. Fassbender's Irish, and everybody else is Scottish.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
No, Jason Statham, he's English. He is English.
Is he?
And
Jude Law is English? Okay,
Jude Law is very English.
So it's Fassbender is Irish and everyone else is English.
Who the hell is Tom Hardy, though?
Tom Hardy Bane.
Half the Hardy Boys.
Tom Hardy was... dude, what was that fucking movie I watched?
Inception.
No.
British must not have been good.
Awesome.
Bronson.
Bronson. Dude, Bronson is badass. Yeah. That is a great film. That is a messed
He's
up
also in The
film.
Warriors. The Warrior.
We're saying that Michael Fassbender is not English, and the other guys are.
Yes. Yes. Sorry, we were going
on. We also got the vowel thing, so that's whatever. How many points you're awarding,
let's
Adam?
That would be two
points.
Yeah,
exactly. Let's say we got the initial question wrong, and I'm wrong about it, the Scottish, Irish, fucking British thing. It comes down to your answer is actually correct.
Yeah, he doesn't say which one is the odd one out and why. We gave three answers. I assume all of them are correct. Adam, that is three times the points you are going to award for this question.
Burn, motherfucker.
And that is three times more than BUI is going to get as well.
Three times more. They're going to get freaking negative points.
Dude, see, I'm still stuck on question one. We're missing something.
Which one's the odd one out, guys? Budweiser. Chevy.
NASCAR.
Chevy's the last one out. You see them cars go over them? I saw them go over them. Holy shit.
Oh.
Who's the new one on their show?
Here's
Tyson.
Fucking A. Wait.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Wait.
Exactly right.
Yes.
Fucking A. Here's a fucking point. We missed Michael Palin is an original Monty Python member. And the other movie, which makes it more than three, is And Now for Something Completely Different.
I never heard of it.
Bonus points.
Impressed.
Well, you'll have
it's like the first time we answered a question
one,
later
don't
on.
You have to add, don't you have to answer the first question completely? You can't go back to other questions.
I don't think he's ever
find
said
the
that.
Rules where it says that, Steph, and stop helping them out.
I don't think he's
on. Whose side are you really
no,
on?
No, really, I don't think he's ever said that.
Rule?
I'm just going off the last episode.
If that's a fucking rule, I don't want to play anymore.
Won't play anymore.
Now you're really being British.
We can answer the motherfucking questions till we hit end.
That is a bullshit thing.
Next time, we're going to do them backwards.
It's all right, because Adam's already given BY like five pity points. So
that is a bullshit
thing. Yeah, how do you get pity points? What the fuck is up with that?
Because Adam is about as firm as a wet noodle. And I mean that in more ways than one.
Oh. His wife is depressed.
You know that through experience, right?
He's married.
British
in
you?
But he gets hard as a rock watching Private Practice.
Hard as a rock watching Simon Cowell.
That's true, too.
Fassbender! You like that name, didn't you? I think it's a fantastic name, but not as good. When I worked at the legal firm, we had a client called Hilda Slaghammer. I would love my surname to be Slaghammer. I am the hammer of slags.
Hilda Slaghammer. That's fucking genius.
In fact, I may actually turn my surname. Yeah, I may become Will Slaghammer.
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 So they always say people's surnames are what they used to do. In the old times, a Barker could have been a tree surgeon.
I used to hammer slags. Is there a better name? Seriously.
Cumswaddle?
No, I'd rather be a slaghammer than a cumswaddle. Honestly.
I like the way you say things. When you swear, it's funny. When you swear in a kind of comedic way, like cumswaddle or...
Cumswaddle and slaghammer aren't swearing.
Cunt whistle.
Cunt whistle.
Cunt whistle. Cunt whistle.
Sorry, you're just jealous because I can say things properly.
No, I can't say things. I could be wrong, but...
Things.
That's how people get lists.
Oh, things.
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 Oh, by the way, stop.
I thought we were doing a thing.
But, yeah.
Stop the fuck my cock.
So, LPS there with the last, the odd one out.
TLPS, do you mean?
No, could be wrong.
LPS.
yeah. They, Ewan McGregor weren't even in the fucking question. They said Ewan McGregor.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Jude Law's a bitch, apparently.
They he probably
love,
is.
They love Tom Hardy, and I think Tom Hardy's awesome.
I don't know who Tom Hardy is.
He's going to be Bane.
In a new Batman film.
I still don't know who Tom Hardy is.
And he's in Bronson. You seen Bronson?
No.
Played Bronson. Fair enough. And, yeah, so...
Well, I haven't seen Bronson.
And they were moaning about... It was a whole odd one out thing. They were moaning that...
Oh, I might have seen Bronson.
They're right anyway.
Was that the Aussie film?
No, that's Chopper.
Oh, right. In that case, no.
Yeah. So they were getting a bit petty, like they always do with their answering.
Yeah. Well, it's not... Well, technically, we're right. And technically, it's what they're going to get doing. It's technically, Adam's about as firm as a wet noodle.
At least there was some factually correct information in there.
Yeah, I'm firm.
As a wet noodle.
As a wet noodle, apparently. Mm. So, yeah. I can't dispute that.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Similar dimensions.
Exactly. And, oh, they come up with the Monty Python answers, which, no.
A little bit late.
You don't get bonus points for that, because if you don't get it at the time, you don't get them now.
Yeah, there you go, Mr. Know-it-all.
You can get the answer. I didn't fucking say that. I didn't, that's what you say. Every time we aim saying it in when he didn't even say it, you'd be like, well, actually, if you listen back, I didn't even say that. I didn't even say that. Someone else said it.
So much more fun this way.
If you go back and listen again, I didn't even say it. He should be English. He shouldn't be American. He should be English.
I wouldn't take him.
What, could it be two of you?
No, fuck off. Because I have class.
Ooh. Fight. Oh, fight. But yeah, no bonus points for that one. So,
I reckon Kia might be a good lad to go out for a beer with, but I bet I could drink him under the fucking table.
I'd have to knock him out before we start drinking.
So he could rape him.
So, yeah.
So, so, I don't know.
What?
That was just the first thing I could. I'm going to knock him out, have a couple of jars, and have a crack at that hole.
No, I don't think I could have a drink with him, because... If I wind him up so much with my mispronunciations and stuff...
Pronunciation.
Yeah, pronunciations. I don't think, once I've had a few drinks, he wouldn't be able to handle it, because I'd get even worse.
Right.
But that's fine. They, you know, they're going to their bachelorette party soon.
What?
They're going to their bachelorette party.
Oh, and bachelorette's women.
Well, his key is getting married, so yeah, going on a bachelorette party.
Isn't that a bachelor party?
Yeah, bachelorette, it's for women.
But Kia's getting... He's going on the Hendo?
Kia's getting married.
Right.
He doesn't do bachelor parties, because he's such a moany old woman.
Right.
He's going on a bachelorette party.
Okay.
Well done, Will.
Looks like he's having a hen night.
Yeah, yeah. And Americans, they do it really well, because they get to drink for the first time ever.
Ooh.
Remember when I had my first beer... See, what amazes me with these Americans, and I can tell just by looking at them, maybe not BUI, because they're fucked 24/7, but the last podcast I can imagine their idea of a bachelor party getting absolutely hammered.
Get me a fucking dry white wine and Perrier.
They get absolutely hammered and be like, yeah, we had about £6 each. That's a Tuesday night for me and you.
Fuck.
So yeah. Let's see how BUI did with question number 3.
Hit it.
Question number 3, odd one out. Which of these celebrities is the odd one out and why?
Oh, it's sad to be good.
Tom Hardy. No idea. Jason Statham. Jude Law.
I'm going to say Tom Hardy because he's the only one I haven't heard of.
Michael Fassbender.
Oh. Tom Hardy. He sounds like a flamer.
He sounds like a flamer. He's the gay one out of the bunch.
I would say Statham and Jude Law are together somehow, because they're only the only two actors that I know, or the only two names that I know.
Right.
Fassbender or whatever the hell the odd one. That just sounds cool.
Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, he's badass.
It's like a contortionist porn name.
Mm-hmm. So Tom Hardy, because he's homosexual, is that our guess?
Just plain. You know, that's too plain of a name. If you're gonna be in show business, you've got to have a name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the odd one out because that's his real name and the rest of them are made up.
Yeah. Like,
they're not their real names.
Even Jude Law. It's Jude Law.
Jude Law.
Jude Law. That movie was in suck, too, by the way.
What movie?
I don't know. The one where he was like a robot.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that was... Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I don't really...
He was the porn robot.
I don't...
He wasn't very porn.
The only movie I like with him in it is the new Sherlock Holmes or the old one. I'm not a big Jude Law fan until those two movies. He's all right in them.
Oh, okay. Right on. I want to see those, man. I haven't...
Sherlock
the Holmes second one looked badass. I didn't see much about the first one.
Yeah, it's not... I have the first one. The second one's not out yet.
I saw the trailer for it when I went and seen Tower Heist.
Yeah, the first one's
and I was like, wow, I didn't want to see that movie right instead.
It picks up right where the first one left off.
Does it? Like. Hey, I'll let you borrow my Boondock Saints 2 movie for another 6 months if you...
I don't know how the hell that's
right. If you,
It's been sitting on top of my DVD player forever. Because I've been waiting for somebody to be like, hey, that's mine. Because I knew it wasn't mine.
Right.
Who the fuck's it? It's been there forever. I can't remember. Tyson picked it up. He's like, what? How'd you get this? I was like, I don't know. It's been here.
This has been a source of contempt for months.
I almost dropped it off in one of those things.
Oh, I wish you would not have done that. Because I kept it. And when you keep a movie from the Red Box, they just charge you the amount of the movie. It's like $20 or $22 or something like that.
Oh, really?
So they just ran... After I didn't return it after so many days, they just ran that on my card.
They gave you a credit if I returned it? Or?
No. I doubt it, no. I'd just be out.
Well, I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, it's a shitty movie.
So Tom Hardy, because that's not his real name?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but yeah, I'll go with that.
It's Tonya Harding's husband. He was forced to take her name.
Yeah.
B.U.I. there, falling asleep as they're talking. That's kind of what they sound like they're doing.
The thing is, you got some guys talking right close like this.
And you got the other guys out here.
Is that how they sound like? So, yeah. They said Tom Hardy because he's gay.
I think they probably all might be, but Fassbender!
Yeah, and they said Tom Hardy because that's not his real name.
To be honest, it wasn't an interesting question. I didn't think. I've got you and your celebrity obsession. Come on then, Adam, break it to us.
Right, question was, odd one out and why?
Yeah. Okay.
So I gave him four. How many people did I give him? I can't remember how many people I gave him. That's it, yeah. I gave him four people.
Why didn't you present Blockbusters? Seriously.
Well, he's dead now, isn't he? I might be able to.
Bob Holness, yeah. Second Bond.
Second Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I gave him four names.
He played James Bond on a BBC radio adaptation.
I know, Will.
Okay.
I know. Jason Statham, Jude Law, Tom Hardy... Michael Fassbender.
Tom Hardy, because I've never heard of him.
Yeah?
Yeah. So to me, he's the odd one out.
Right, that's what they said. And they said, the answer is Michael Fassbender.
Because?
Jude Law, Jason Statham, and Tom Hardy have all appeared in Guy Ritchie movies. Whereas Michael Fassbender hasn't.
Brilliant.
So it's a very simple question. You could probably pick other things out of them. You say one of them, one of them's got one testicle. I don't know. Could be wrong.
Yeah.
But that's the answer I had in my
mind. One of them doesn't have A in the second letter of his surname.
Yes, like Mr. Keir pointed out.
Yeah.
There's certain vowels in it. Okay.
Yeah, there's no points in it, though, is there?
Give yourself a couple of points, but they don't contribute to anything we have written down here.
Fair enough.
So,
but you get the right answer.
Yeah, you got the right answer.
But not the reason. So, do they get some points?
Yeah, give them 2 points. You've got the right answer.
All right.
But you don't get...
But you could have had 11-ty. 11 points.
You could have got more for the reason why.
Yes.
And I'm not accepting the one that from LPS that everyone's English and one of them's Irish because I
don't care.
Don't really care. That's not what I wrote down.
Yeah.
So is that fucking firm enough?
No.
Well, how much for how firm can I be?
You need to give them some abuse back because they tried such a thing.
Well, I'm not giving any abuse. I'm done giving them abuse.
Okay.
I'm going to be the better man from now on.
Move on. Cheer up.
Yeah, I am cheer.
Yeah.
Let's move in.
Let's do it.
To question four.
Yeah.
Last podcast of Snan.
Question number four.
For BUI, that is the number that comes after three.
Boy, and before five.
You know, they probably watch the Monty Python and Holy Grail when they get to the part with the holy hand grenade, and the guy explains that thou shalt count to the three, not more, not less. They're like, oh, that's how that works.
Your mother smells of elderberries, and I fucked in your general direction.
Your mother was a newt, and your mother smells of elderberries.
That is so wrong. You fucked that up. It's your mother is a hamster, and your father smells of elderberries.
I'm not good with movie quotes. That's not my thing.
That's Jason's thing.
Is movie quotes your thing?
I thought you were a movie quote guy.
That was absolutely right on.
Well, just like that rabbit, we got a mean streak a mile wide.
I'm sure somewhere in that movie he says something about fart in his general direction. I fart in his general direction.
That in the same, scene, but you got it out of sequence there.
Question number four. Go, bitch.
On to question number four.
Brit Switch. The following TV shows have been remade by either British TV or American TV. You must decide who has the show or who had the show first.
All right. I want you to ask me because I'm going to fucking run this rail. Go.
Okay. First
nope.
show
wait,
is
let him get the cocaine out of the way first. Go.
Right. Wait.
Okay. BY knows what cocaine is.
And we are clearly the more classier podcast.
That's what they empty their Sweet'n'Low packets out and they put in there.
Oh, my God. Do it. Let's go. I got this.
Hey, you got a team here, Grant.
I know, but I can do this.
Okay, go.
Hurry up.
The first show is Shameless.
Brit.
Coupling.
Brit.
Is that like docking?
It bombed here in the U.S.
It bombed here. How many episodes did it last?
I think they left it on the air for three, but...
That was NBC,
really?
Right?
It was canceled. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell, I never
Next
heard
one
of it.
Is Life on Mars.
Life on Brit. Mars was Brit.
Was it?
The no. star of the American version was Jason O'Mara, who now stars in Terra Nova.
Yes.
Wow.
Harvey Keitel.
By the way, that should be a bonus point just for fucking
minutiae. I think it went more than one season over in England, but it only lasted one here.
Life on Mars?
Yeah.
They're not called seasons in series. Brit. They're called right. series. Yep, series one, series two.
That's
and the
true.
Ending was different.
You're right. Right.
The ending was different in the Brit version. In the American version, it ended where he was actually in cryostasis on a spaceship.
Oh. Could you just get something out of the way?
What? He's not American.
Let's
dude.
Just acknowledge that Will has a hard on at the moment.
What's that?
Because you know he
yeah,
does.
He oh. likes you, Grant.
Mr. Oh, yeah. Mr. Historian here.
Oh, right.
He's got a thing for me.
That's probably oh, he does now.
Got a little chubby.
Will. Call you, me sometime, Will.
Got a little chubby for you.
I've got a big.
Okay, the next show is The Upper Hand, which is called Who's the Boss in U.S.
This is
so we had it first.
Who's the boss? Yeah,
fuck yeah, we did.
I'm gonna go with Who's the Boss is American first.
Yeah. We are the boss.
I've fucking been around forever.
Tom, who's the boss?
I don't know who the boss is, but I'm your daddy.
name all three characters of. Americans. What I meant is name all three actors, actresses of the American version of Who's the Boss.
Okay, Tony Danza, Judith Light, and
Alyssa Milano.
High five.
Oh, know, next one.
We're like pulling our dicks out and showing them to each other, Grant.
All right, next one.
The next one is Law and Order.
Oh, it had to have been on.
They just got their first season.
Law and Order is in Series 2.
Okay.
And the British version stars Jamie Bamber, who was on Battlestar Galactica and had to fake an American accent.
Apollo. Yep,
this one, we got like five of them before they did.
Right. For Americans.
Oh, it was a an American show long before it was a long. British show.
We've canceled two of them before they ever got their one.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. We should get like 5 points for this one because there's like five versions of Law and Order.
Right.
Or at least there was.
But the Law and Order they're referring to specifically is Law and Order.
The original with Jerry Orbach.
Orbach.
No,
there's not even an L in that fucking name, and you still screwed it up.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Did you know that Jerry Orbach was like a big-time dancer?
So it wasn't Orbach. It was Orbach.
It's Jerry Orbach, and yes, you pronounce the
it
H.
It Orbach.
B-A-C-H, Jerry Orbach.
I watched Dirty Dancing enough to know how to pronounce his last name.
Really? Do they
Why
mention
does he come
the
out of the title card and says, hi, my name's Jerry Orbach.
Yeah, right? Look it up. You don't know what you're talking about. Move on. Next one.
No. Don't dismiss me like that. I know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
We got a whole new show going on
I'm
here, people.
I'm not dismissing you. I'm setting you straight.
Hey, guys. We're on another show. Chill out.
Oh, God. All right,
number five.
Wait. I've never heard those words said to Tom, so I don't want to hear that.
What words?
Hey, we're on a show, you know, kind of let's just move forward. No, because when he knows he's right, he fights stuff to the death. I'm right.
Okay, you're right. Okay, right. Steph, you think you're right. Let's move on.
Here's what's happening, Steph. You prove to me that I'm wrong, or I'll take the time to prove to you that I'm right.
That's fine. I'll pull up some YouTube something or other for you, because you know I can find it.
She's taking the time to pronounce her L's. You better watch out.
She did. She said pull. She didn't say pull.
She got it.
I'm a pull.
She's going to be serious.
All right, moving on. What is the final show?
I'm scared.
She thinks you guys are a couple of losers.
God, shut up.
I will drop kiss
you. The last question was Law and Order, so what's the next show?
Well, I'm trying to get to it.
There's another one?
Well, next. God damn it, Jason.
Form the letters. Sound it out.
How you doing, Gigi?
Hanging by a thread. They're going to pull me in all catatonic going L, 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 L.
Next show?
Skins.
Skins was British. It's a failed American show on MTV. It was pulled because the parents... rights activist organization thought it was way too
racy. What was it? I don't even know what that one is.
Skins.
It lasted what? Maybe
it was on MTV, so that's why I don't care.
No, I don't. Initially, it aired in Britain first, and it followed a group of high school students.
Mm-hmm.
That was high school, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah, and it basically highlighted sex, drugs, rock and roll, partying.
Yep. Oh, but we can keep Teen Mom.
Hell yeah, man! That's important.
See, it's one thing to show teenagers, pregnant teenagers. It's another to show them how they got there.
Ah. Right.
Well, it's sex. I mean, once you figure that out, you're pretty much a shoo-in for the show.
Is that it?
No, there's one more. It's The Apprentice.
America. That one was only.
No.
It was created what's his face?
Don't you remember Trump? That was one of the past questions?
Trump was one of the creators.
Really?
Yes. Was it The Apprentice UK?
They had one, but they haven't had as many seasons.
Trump was one of the creators, okay. Doesn't mean that he didn't start it off in the UK
first.
Wait
a minute.
I'm pretty sure it's
Virgin
Trump.
Mobile Bronson. Yeah, yes. that does sound right. But I would find I'd be hard-pressed to see that Bronson and Trump working together.
Maybe they tried it out in the UK first to see if it would catch on, and then would say something.
No, without a doubt, it was here first.
It was here. Trump.
All right. Okay, well, that's question number four, then.
Just to be clear, we just fucking aced that category.
Yeah, right now, the score's got to be like 52 to 3.
No.
51. One?
Well, you're nice.
All right.
I thought Adam was going to be a little kinder than that.
What is the fifth and final question?
Well, I know it's Mr. Knows Stuff That Matters. Sorry, not Mr. Kia. Mr. KSTM. Helped out quite a lot on that round, didn't he? Oh, he knew the stuff that mattered for these purposes.
Mr. No Stuff That Matters. Yeah. That should be his new name.
Actually, it needs to be Mr. KSTMA. No Stuff That Matters, apparently.
Who am I, Mr. Could be wrong. Mr. CBW.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you were working out in your head then, weren't you?
I actually couldn't work it out in my head. That's... Shit, it shows how fucking long a day it's been.
No, but they did pretty fucking good there.
Yeah?
They actually, like, they said they aced it.
Well, let's find that out.
Yeah, let's bang. TK1, fucking, he knows his TV. Knows his movies, knows his TV.
Has he not got a job then?
No, he's a bit lovely. But, yeah, no, TK1 and Angry Ginger, both of them, they want to start a movie podcast, so...
That'd oh, good, yeah, because that's what the world needs. Another movie podcast.
That's what the world needs. Another podcast.
Yeah, true.
You're a fucking great fucking salesman, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, fuck. I only do this for the profit.
The profit?
Yeah.
How much
the profit Muhammad.
The prophet Muhammad. I'm doing this for Allah. Okay, so let's see how BUI did with this one. Do you think they've even got a TV?
Yeah, how the hell else are they going to watch the NASCAR?
BUI, question four.
All right, number four, Brit Switch. The following TV shows have been remade by either British TV or American TV. You must decide who had the show first. You follow me?
All right.
So each of these shows either originated in America or...
In Britain.
I'm not retarded, John. I got you.
I beg to differ, good sir.
Yeah, well.
All right. Number one, Shameless.
British? Sure.
Never fucking heard of it, so.
Yeah.
What's Shameless?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, British.
Yeah, British.
Yeah.
Life on Mars.
Oh, American.
America, what's life on Mars? Oh, okay. Just guessing.
I don't know.
Talking to your fucking mic, man.
American.
Yeah, okay.
I've never heard of life on Mars, but we'll say United States.
Yeah, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is kind of weird because
cable in like 5 years.
This one's called The Upper Hand, but in the United States, it was called Who's the Boss?
Oh, Who's the Boss?
So, where did that originate?
America.
You're saying it originated here?
Had to have.
Why did it had to have?
Because it's so fucking old.
Yeah, what the fuck was that guy's name?
Tony Danza.
He's the boss.
Yeah. Yeah. He is the boss.
He's got a tattoo. It
says he's the boss?
I don't know what it said.
Where is it? On his tank? How do you know he's got one?
I just remember that from an episode.
So, Who's the Boss? Or The Upper Hand originated in America. Law and Order.
America.
America.
U.S.
Skins.
Oh, that's definitely Britain.
Britain?
Yep.
Okay. The Apprentice, and that's definitely the United States. No, they're doing The Apprentice now.
Oh.
With somebody else.
Yeah.
Donald Trump started that.
Okay, I don't know what's going on with his emails because he's missing off questions.
Yeah, basically, when you get down the southern parts of the states and coastal, basically they have to print them out, right? And then they rip a bit off the bottom as a commission. It's like a telegram. That's what it is. So you see,
they're not
in
the southern
email.
State though. They live in Indiana.
Yeah, I know, but they sound southern.
Good old boys.
Yeah. Basically, they've got this. I don't fucking know. Maybe they just weren't. Maybe they got, you know, they did English at school, but they only got 75% because they never got to the bottom of the fucking bit of paper.
Spelled their name wrong. So
yeah, always missed the last paragraph on a page.
Well, that's what he seems to be doing a lot, so he missed one off there. So,
yeah, he's missed the last question.
Well, let's go with last podcast I said they did with this one. It was the TV one. Which one was in Britain first or in America first?
Yeah.
So we had Shameless.
Yeah, don't care, but that was ours, wasn't it?
It was British first.
Was that any good?
What, a British one?
Just Shameless.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's really good.
What's that all about, then?
It's about the layabouts up in Manchester and the council estate.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So it's about Scum?
Yeah, but it's a comedy drama.
Oh, I really want to watch a comedy about Scum. I love watching Scum. Hang on. Sorry, I'll do that. I'll watch all the reality TV things where they get arrested by the police and brutalised. That'll do me.
What, BUI's home movies?
Yeah. This is when Grandmama got arrested. We had a distillery.
They had Coupling.
Yep.
Which was British, which they said.
I do remember that, yeah. That
which was a vaguely good sitcom.
You say vaguely good, I just say sitcom.
Okay. Life on Mars.
Life on Mars, I actually watched the first two episodes of that.
Really
recently, I thoroughly enjoyed that. I'm going to be watching the rest soon.
That went on for two series over here.
Are they doing another?
And then they did three series of Ashes to Ashes, which was kind of like a spin off of the same character, but not the same person from Life of Mars. It was one of the other characters.
Gene
Hunt.
Gene Hunt, right.
You fucking snake.
Snake. Except that he was a Yorkshireman.
No, he was a London boy.
Ah, Gene Hunt was Yorkshire.
Oh, yeah, up in Manchester.
Gruff Yorkshireman.
Yeah, up in Manchester.
Yeah.
That's it. Upper Hand, which was Who's the Boss with Tony Danza.
Who's the Boss? Easily answered without doing an episode. That's Bruce Springsteen, isn't it?
Who's the Boss? Tony Danza. US sitcom.
Right. I vaguely remember The Upper Hand, but I remember it being wank.
So, I loved it when I was a kid.
So to answer... My answer would be, I really don't care.
Yep. Law and Order. We got one over here. But it was...
That was definitely the...
US.
That was definitely the Yanks first.
Ago,
yeah,
years
yeah.
ago. We only bought the UK one in fucking about 4 years ago. Not even that. Skins. British show. Went over there.
Okay.
But over here... The difference of the reason Skins works over here is because it's set in college. So they're 17 going on 18. So they're already over the age of consent to have sex. Whereas right. in America, they try to do it as high school kids, so they're 16.
Right, but probably played by actors in their late 20s, early 30s.
No, they were actually played by 18-year-olds, not quite young kids. But the reason he got...
played by 18-year-olds and 16-year-olds, though.
They got pulled, though.
Yeah, because it was paedophiles.
It was...
they're actually... Well, actually, it must really confuse paedophiles. I say. Well, no, but that's a 16-year-old. What about the girl I got locked in my cupboard?
You going by the actual...
Well, say, look, Saved by the Bell.
I used to love Saved by the Bell.
Damn right, me. Too. I forgot the word on the end of that.
Damn right, me too. Is it rubbing off on you, is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. But Skins.
My brain stopped.
And The Apprentice.
Oh,
US, Donald Trump.
Really? I didn't realise that was Trump first.
Yeah, Trump first, and then Alan Sugar done the UK one about a year later.
It's so fucking false, it's appalling.
Last book I was saying, got 7 there.
They
got
done good.
Every single one right, so fair play to the host.
Yep.
BUI only got 5 because...
Well, they answered, they got all but one of the questions they answered right, but then skipped one.
Exactly.
How special.
Yeah.
You are sending both teams the same email, aren't you?
Because I CC them in.
Yeah.
So, and the same as you. You get them, same as us. Oh, whatever. Right, so you ready to go into the last question? So let's tally up the scores before we move into the last question, right?
Yep.
It's 16 points to the last podcast of standing, 9 points to the BUI podcast.
Hmm.
Which means this next question, 10 points up for grabs of one team. So we could have another what happened last episode. So BUI could win this by getting this last question right.
Right, so what's the question?
More of a kind of challenge.
Okay.
And the challenge was, I gave them a fake film title.
Right.
Called Fighting for Lipton.
Fighting for Lipton.
I asked them to come up with a film synopsis.
Yep.
Two actors that are going to be in it.
Yep.
A director and a genre.
Okay, so...
Simple as that.
So how are we marking this? What are we basing this on?
Well, let's base it on what you would see. What film?
What would attract me to the cinema?
Yeah, so we're actually the actual pod, synopsis, actual films.
Okay,
and you've got to decide which one sounds.
So whoever's got the most tits and violence,
there you go. So yeah, so let's go in with the last podcast of stand-in's effort.
The fifth question is Brit Flick. Time to be creative again. To score points, you must make up a film synopsis to the following made-up British movie. You must also name the two main stars who would star in it, one male, one female. Name a director and the genre of the film. And the movie title is Fighting for Lipton. Enjoy. Love, Adam.
Fighting for Lipton, directed by Guy Ritchie.
Some douchebag. I mean,
but
D-bag.
I think, you know what, I think if we should make a special twist on this and
it's
make about it
about a double-decker
James
bus.
Lipton, the guy that does the actor studio thing, because I bet they don't know who that is.
James Lipton?
Yeah.
Isn't he
so
British?
Fighting for Lipton.
No,
fighting
for James Lipton? Lipton is not British.
No.
Fighting.
He's a soup.
I hear Lipton and I think the fucking soup, Lipton soup. That's what this Daniel Lipton for tea.
Lipton tea.
Yeah, I named him Daniel Lipton. But this is the struggling story of a man who fought his way to become the commissioner of the double-decker bus committee.
He's a long-lost descendant of the East India Trading Company.
Yes. So you've already actually designed this entire film. So
in my head.
So, my God.
Word should safely be saved.
But we need an actor and an actress.
Elton John's going to write the score. It's going to be fucking beautiful.
So who's
the first
start?
Time the Queen's going to be in a movie?
So you said one male, one female. So is it going to be Jason Statham and Elton John?
If we go the action route. But we don't want... The Michael Bay version will be the sequel.
Ah.
Yeah.
He could kind of...
First, we're going to do a drama.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. The big reveal that the ginger is gay for Bay.
Bay is the bomb.
to be discussed on our movie podcast whenever that happens.
Fighting for Lipton 2, Dark Side of the Moon. Dark Side of Saturn.
The teabag strikes again.
Gosh. So the main actress is Whoopi Goldberg and
the main actor
is
go Scarlett Johansson.
She played the male role.
Or we'll go Gwyneth because she can do a good English accent. We'll go Gwyneth.
Maybe we can do like a British sister act kind of thing.
Are we going serious or are we going action? I said we go serious.
I think we're going on too long with this fucking question.
No, you can never go on too long. Come on, Grant, we do this all day at work. We make movies.
You got to rub it in BUI.
Fighting for Lipton, it's got to be an action film.
All right, let's. All right, it's a. All right, read the synopsis once again. What we got to come up with?
I think it's a dramedy directed by Taylor Hackford, and it's going to have Taylor his wife. Hackford. His wife is Helen Mirren. She's the star. She's married to Daniel Lipton. When he's put away, she fights for his right to once again
party.
Control the streets of England.
He wants to beat off in public.
Wait,
and
does this have to be a British flick?
What's Daniel Lipton is taken from the story of the double-decker commissioner, right? That's what we named him, right?
I'm going to go
Daniel
cry
Lipton.
In the corner now.
Did we?
Yes.
I know. I just totally got
fighting for Lipton.
Would you reread the question?
It does say British movie.
It does say British movie. Damn it. I was going to say, here's an idea. It's a bunch of hillbilly podcasters.
We want a trip to England? Where's that at? Shut up, Higgins. Let's get on the fucking plane. Can we bring an alligator?
I'm sure. Here. Henry Higgins in London.
Hee-haw. What's that tower?
Put me on top of that double-decker bus. Take me to Big Ben.
Parliament? Is that where you get the cigarettes?
Do they have moonshine here?
That's all I got. Oh, my God. Oh,
there's another Gigi story. They're probably the only people in the world that can actually understand Cockney.
Did she just say?
She sure did.
Dude, seriously.
Still going.
All right, I suppose we've answered it several times.
Let's say we didn't. It wouldn't matter if we lost these points because all the other points that came before it just
fucking. You know what? We should just not even do 16. Just carry our points over to 16.
Dude, we could have quit after number 2 and still won. So
we're good for the rest of the year. So we are the Last Podcaster Standing. You can find us at lastpodcasterstanding.com. We are on Twitter at lastpodstanding. Check us out. We do a show every week. Launches Wednesdays. We do a tweet and listen. Try that out one time.
Of course, that's all if you liked us. If you didn't like what you heard, you can check us out at BUI Podcasting.
Also, check us out on the new Pod Gods Network.
Where there's at least two of the three podcasts holding up their end.
You know what? It's your thing. You just fucking do what you fucking do, and it's your thing.
You do what is what you do. Anyway, say goodnight, Steph.
Goodnight, Steph.
I never flew over a pond that took 16 hours.
You think there's any fish in that pond? It's December. Think I can go ice fishing on that thing? Drive my T-Ruck all the way out there?
T-Ruck. Oh, my God.
All right, we're out. So there's that.
That was a joy to listen to.
That was good fun, but... Did I get the feeling that, you know, they came up with some stuff, but their final answer was an abstention from answering?
Right, well, explain what that means.
They said, actually, we might have said a load of stuff, but we don't need to answer, because we're arrogant mofos, and we're going to win this anyway.
So they were so adamant that they fucking scored shitloads of points leading up to this, so they kind of forfeited that question.
I think they just said, actually, we don't need to do this. They came up with a load of stuff, they went, what's the final answer? You know, we don't need to do this. That was their final answer.
Are you going to be quite firm on that, Will?
Yeah, fuck it, why not? I'm going to be firmer than a wet noodle.
Yeah, so they can take the piss out of me and be firm, but
I'll tell you what, let's find out if BUI want to be wankers about this.
Well, if BUI do not give us an answer,
we've never got a problem. There's no points.
But if BUI give us an answer...
Well, let's just make sure it's not absolute toss.
Well, we'll wait and see, shall we?
All right, number 5, Brit Flick. Time to be creative again. To score points, you must make up a film synopsis to the following made-up British movie. You must also name the two main stars who would star, one male and one female, name a director, and the genre of the film. The movie title is Fighting for Lipton.
Whew.
Fighting for Lipton.
Ooh, okay. Fucking for Tipton. With Robin Leach and Judy Dench.
Okay, we've got our stars, Robin Leach and Judy Dench. It's got to be Fighting for Lipton, though.
That's the name. The loosely moral Lipton.
Lipton. I think.
Instead of Lipton, it's Lictum.
Lictum. Fighting for Lipton. Okay, we'll go with Guy Ritchie, the director of Fighting for Lipton.
Yeah.
Starring Robin Leach and Judy Dench.
The genre will be thriller drama.
Mm-hmm. And zombies coming.
Lipton, of course, is a tea company.
Yeah.
And the owner of the tea company, John Lipton,
yeah,
is about to kick the bucket.
Yeah. So you're going to spike the tea. Now, zombie sauce.
Now, Robin Leach, his character, is the executive vice president of operations for Lipton Tea.
Yeah.
And Judy Dench is the executive vice president of marketing for Lipton Tea.
Yeah.
And they fucking hate each other. They've been at each other's throats for years.
Really?
So they're fighting to see who takes control of this tea empire.
Okay. Who gets the tea back?
Still thinking Lipton Tea?
Lipton Tea.
Yes. Neither one of them really knows.
So they end up teaming up together to try and knock off old man Lipton.
Oh, knock off.
But they're scheming on each other as well to try to have each other.
Wow, it's a three phase.
And Jason Statham is also in the movie. And he'll be the guy hired by the... What's that called? The fucking SK5 or whatever the fuck it is over there. They're CIA.
Oh, MI5.
Yeah, MI5.
MIS, MI...
Yeah, one of them.
Something sick. Money Penny.
He works for them, and he's going to basically try to solve the mystery of
why
Mr. Lipton killed. Yeah,
Is this a one-part question?
No, we had to give a synopsis. We were doing that where you're fucking off taking a piss, as Adam puts it.
Playing with your drone.
He said, what happened? Because I didn't cut the last one at all, two ago now, but I didn't cut it at all, and I went and took a piss, and you guys are like, dinner, what do we do, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, what happened towards the end? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't even listen to it. I just rendered it and sent it to you. And he's like, oh, you were fucking off taking a piss. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I was. So there you have it. Judy Dench, Robin Leach. Both old as fuck anyway.
Jason Statham. There's
of course.
Some teabagging going on.
Yeah. Lots of teabagging. And there you have it. That's the Ask an American podcast. We are Blogging Under the Influence.
Yes.
Signing off. My name is Mick.
J-Dub.
Henry Higgins. Okay, bye.
Oh, we had an answer.
We did have an answer, didn't we?
We actually had a film there with some people in it.
Adam and Will, Punishing Arrogance. I think there's only one way you can go with this.
Interesting.
Just to wipe the smug grin off Kier's face after the Twitter escapades.
Yeah, because we know that everything the last podcast is starting to say, even though there's five of them sitting there, it's Kier's fault.
Yeah.
Everything they say that we don't agree with or like, Kier said.
Actually, was it Kier there that said that they shouldn't need to...
I think they all said it, but Kier did not stand up and say, well, actually, the question didn't say that we were allowed to do that. We had to actually answer the question.
I did like the way after this Muppets thing, right at the end they pointed out how Google Goddess was snorting like Miss Piggy.
BUI podcast to come up with a drama thriller.
Oh, it does sound shit, and it's not the sort of thing I'd ever want
about
to see.
Judy Dench and Robin Leach fighting over a company.
Yeah, they came up with the full synopsis, the full stuff, and they submitted the answer. You don't go to an exam, right? Fill out the paper, and then you put the paper in your pocket saying, I don't fucking need to hand this in, do you?
No,
you don't.
Exactly.
No.
So,
we have a winner.
BUI podcasters get the 10 points for that one.
Damn right.
Which leaves the points now 16 to last podcast standing. 19. See what I did there? 19 points to the BUI podcast.
No.
So they win by 3 points.
Purely down, purely through the arrogance of the other team.
Pure arrogant points. Oh. So let's make this clear, everybody.
Is it not now neck and neck?
It's 2-2.
Yeah.
BUI win.
Too old.
And I think we've got another Twitter war on the way.
I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, bring so it on.
You're going to say it, but let's just make it one thing clear now. Don't be arrogant with your answers.
And BUI, it might actually help if you look at all of the questions.
BUI, step up the game a little bit more.
Yeah, seriously.
Because
we can't stop punting your charity.
We can't be, you can't keep doing this.
I'm giving this on a technicality because they were too, TLPS were too fucking arrogant about it.
So, yeah, in the future, answer the question.
Yeah, and remember, bitches, we own you.
I don't say that because they just go. They just,
they're
just be like, no, no, you don't. Fuck off. Yeah, bye. Really? And then they send the question. Their next week's answer just be them saying nothing.
Fuck Will.
Yeah.
Fuck Adam.
But you know, we know that Last Week are standing and clever. We know that they know the answers.
Yeah.
But like Will said, don't be arrogant because at the end of the day, you make yourself look stupid. Let yourself down.
Yes. You let yourselves down, you've let your team down, you've let your family down. But most of all, you've let BUI win.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's a light-hearted competition.
Yeah.
So, don't take it too badly.
Losers.
I'm waiting. I am waiting for someone to get really moody with me and send me dirty tweets.
What, Mr. TIS? Take it seriously.
Mr. Take It Seriously, yeah. Calm down, man. Do you know what I mean? It's a fucking podcast. It's a joke. It's a laugh. Everyone knows that. I don't think anyone listens to this and actually cares about the actual answers to any question.
None of the people taking part in it do.
Well, exactly, because I don't.
Yeah.
Because that's why I...
This is why you write the questions so badly.
Exactly.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah.
Right.
Being asked an American.
No, do we need to spam one of the other lovely people in the group?
Well, let's just finish this off here. So, two all. Last book I stand in, BUI, neck and neck.
Yep.
From now on, Will is going to be firmer than a fucking wet noodle.
Yes. Try and be firmer than that when you're wearing trousers as tight as mine.
Just to make it clear, the questions have got better. All right, fair enough, they have. Will has not had much input in them. Thank you very much.
Yeah, true. I've been doing pretty much cock all.
But if Will wants to do all the questions, he can do all the questions.
Oh, I've no desire to do all the questions.
So we're going to keep up with it.
To be honest, I'd have never started this podcasting shit in the first place.
That's true. Well, you're fucking proper, Annie. Everything you are, even stuff you love.
I can't be bothered.
You're a bit of a moony old bastard.
Yeah, I like what I do, and I do what I like.
Do what I like, man.
Fucking right.
But yeah, so if you want to listen to the last podcast standing, go find them, wherever they said. If you want to see BUI podcast, go find them at a swamp somewhere.
You want to listen to us? Well, you're doing it.
Yeah, and we are part of the Pod Gods Network. See, we're all friends, really.
Oh, and we do the Oddcast podcast.
We do the Oddcast podcast on the Pod Gods Network. So if you want to go, podgodsnetwork.com. So should we play out a nice little promo for someone and then they can go? Yeah. All right. Yeah. So here's something from the co-captains, the Australians.
Australia, we love you. Amen.
Hey, this is Captain TJ. If you're listening to this, then you're listening to one of the other podcasts on the Pod Gods Network. So why not take the time and drop by the co-captain's site, page, tab, whatever the fuck it is, and listen to us there, because we're just like the rest, only we're Australian. So, hello from down under. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're everything. We're everything that you could be. We're everything you are and more. Because we rule. We're the co-captains. We rule. Rule on this shit. We rock. We rock and roll. Rolling and rocking and rocking and rolling. That's what we do. There's nothing to do in down under except listen to the co-captains. And check out the Pod Gods Network. Pod Gods. The gods of pod.
Get it in ya.
Pod Gods. Keeping it fresh like your mum's vagina. Sealed in a bag.
What? You know what I mean.
So Co-Captain's cool. Podcast, podgodsnetwork.com. That's it.
Ask an American. Three podcasts in one. The podcast that comes with instructions. Wham, bam, thank you, man.
We are blogging under the influence.
And we are the last podcaster standing.
We're like the Hills.
We're stuck on this
we
show.
We don't go away. Nope.
We're with you till you die.
Yeah, where are you from? Sorry to bother you. No one here.
This vintage 1996 dildo is 8.5 inches long with a girth of 5 1/4.
Okay, you guys just bumped yourself up on the queer line. Three rounds.
Ask an American.